Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning.
Welcome back. So this week on the podcast here, I want to talk about planners, journals, and notebooks. And every time I say that, I think of that whole Wizard of Oz and I start going planners and journals and notebooks. Oh my. So any Wizard of Oz fans out there, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I really wanted to have this discussion because I have just now released my Top Planner 2.0, which is the planner that I have developed and I sell. And it's brought up a lot of really interesting conversations as people reach out to me to ask me, does your planner do this? Does your planner do that? And it's made me realize there are so many people out there, I believe, that are trying to find a planner to solve a problem that has nothing to do with planning or time management. So today I want to share with you the three tools that I use, what their purpose is, and why I keep them separate. So let's dive into our planners and journals and notebooks. Oh my.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. And just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Work-Life Harmony. Today, I want to have a further discussion on a topic that I released a podcast episode on almost a year ago, and it is actually, as of right now, the most downloaded and played episode. And it was all around how to use a planner. Well, a number of questions have come up in the Work-Life Harmony community over the last several months and also within my VIP group as well. And I thought this would be a great topic to cover here on a podcast, which is understanding the differences between a planner, a journal, and a notebook, and even taking a deeper dive in talking about planners and the difference between a planner meant for goal setting and visionary work versus a planner that's meant to help you with your calendar and juggling hashtag all the things. I believe that one of the biggest one of the biggest failures that I see in a lot of things out there on the market that are advertised as planners is they are trying to be too many things all at the same time. And that was kind of the topic that I had done on that previous podcast episode of you see the planners that are trying to, you know, not only juggle your day-to-day task list or appointments, but then they're also trying to keep track of mileage and budget, CRMs. So for those of you running businesses, you're trying to find a planner that's going to keep track of 200 customers and who you need to follow up with each day. You're expecting your planner to also do all of your budgeting and finance work. And this is why you see either a planner that is 18 inches thick that you can't carry around, or a planner that is touching on all these different things, but isn't doing any one of them very well. And I think that, you know, as a society, we're getting so comfortable with trying to find that easy button. Let me just make it just, what is the one thing? We're always looking for that one thing, that one silver bullet that's going to fix absolutely everything. Well, I am very passionate about understanding the differences of all these different types of tools out there around planning, journaling, note-taking, all of that. And rather than constantly spinning your wheels, trying to find one that is actually doing 12 different jobs at once, instead, find the one that does its one thing really, really well. So I want to tell you what I found to be super effective, and a number of my clients have as well, when it comes to planners, journals, and notebooks. So for me, I have all three things, and they each serve a very different purpose. So first and foremost, talk about the planner. And if you do not know, I actually developed and sell my own planner. It's called the TOP Planner, stands for Time Management, Organization, and Productivity. You can find it right on my website at megansumrall.com/TOP Planner. A planner should be your, I like to call it my command center when it comes to understanding what I need to be doing and when. So this is really all about the calendar and prioritizing and scheduling the things that are important. So every day when I start my day, I am always referencing my planner. Now, I would encourage you to go listen to the previous episode where I talk a lot more in depth about planners and what I believe makes a really good planner. I know there are a number of planners out there. There's a lot to choose. And depending upon your stage in life, your needs when it comes to time management, it really isn't one size fits all. However, I am a huge proponent on having a planner that gives you your month at a view and your week at a view. If you are operating from a planner that is just a daily view and you're always just looking at the current day and then waking up the next day and figuring out what to do the next day, that is likely going to lead you into a place of being over scheduled and feeling like you are losing control. Being able to intentionally set forth and set out your plan for the week requires a planner that supports that week out of you. So I'm not going to go into all the ins and outs of the planner that, you know, that I use, that I've built, that I've developed, but I want you to step into thinking about your planner as a place to manage what you need to be doing and when. Okay, just think of it as that. Now let's talk about journaling. So I know I see a lot of planners out there on the market where they combine planning and journaling all at the same time. I believe that you need to have a separate book that serves as your journal. And a journal can be a million different things. A journal really is something, if you choose to journal, this has been a long journey for me to getting on board with journaling, but this really is just your private space to jot down whatever's on your mind. So some people really just treat it more like, you know, the old-fashioned dear diary. Some people use journals as a place to, you know, write down their dreams, their goals, things that they're working through. Journaling has been something that has not naturally come very easily for me. I love to use a prompting journal. So a prompting journal is one where there's just a little question at the top of the page that then sparks you to go and write about it. So depending upon my mood for the day, it might be a one sentence answer. It might be a 3-page answer, but I really like that. If journaling is something you've been wanting to do, but you're like me and you're like, I don't really have anything, and I don't even know what to write, I encourage you to go get a prompting journal. The one I'm currently using that I really like is called Becoming, and it is the prompting journal actually that Michelle Obama wrote. And it takes you through a journey of really thinking about things that are important to you, your life. It's bringing up a ton of great, pleasant memories I'm having fun writing about. So there's a million of them out there. But a journal should be kind of that private time between you and your thoughts. This is not where you're writing down your task list and all of that. Now, third is a notebook. And I like the ones that are kind of the 5x, a little bit bigger, maybe a 6x9 or type of a notebook. You may prefer a larger spiral bound. But when you're thinking about a notebook, this is the place for you to truly take notes. So maybe you're listening to a podcast and you want to take notes on that. Maybe you are on a call and you're in the middle of taking a course. You want to take notes on that. My notebook is my place for that. All of a sudden, oh, I've got this idea and I want to go jot it down and I don't want to forget about it. I'm not putting that in my planner because my planner is my command center, helping me to stay focused on what I said was the most important thing that I need to be doing this day, this week, this month. So as new stuff comes in, I'm capturing it all in that notebook. As I'm listening to a training, I'm taking notes in the notebook. So is it a hodgepodge of a ton of stuff? Absolutely. But here's where the power of a notebook comes into place. I have 2 bookmarks in my notebook. And when it's brand new, both bookmarks start on page 1. Over the course of the week, I'm just using this notebook. I'm flipping page after page, taking notes in, you know, whatever it is that I'm taking notes on, a call, a training, a podcast, an idea that comes to me, maybe a book I'm reading, and I'm jotting down notes. Then part of my weekly process is every Friday, I sit down with my notebook and I look back, I do a quick review of all the notes that I've taken over the course of the week. And as I'm going through there, I am recognizing, is there anything that I now want to add to my, what I call my backlog of things that I actually want to implement? If so, I'm going to put that there. And I keep that backlog in a free tool called Trello. I've got a podcast on that coming up as well. I use Trello for absolutely everything. I'm also, you know, seeing, is there any, maybe I took really detailed notes on a training that I now want to actually go clean up, write out very clearly. And usually I'll go put that in a Google Doc. And I have an entire folder in my Google Drive where I'm capturing detailed notes. I recently listened in on a 2-hour training call on a particular piece of technology I'm really interested in using. Well, I went and transcribed all my notes into that Google Doc so that when the time comes and I'm ready to implement, I'll have all those notes there ready and waiting for me to go. Maybe as I'm flipping through my notebook, I see I came up with some ideas for a future podcast or a blog post. Now I'll go put those where I store all of that. So over the course of the week, this notebook is just kind of a running vomit of information that I'm consuming over the week. And then on Friday, I have that. And it usually takes me no more than 30 minutes to go back through and process my notes from the week. Now, here's where that second bookmark comes in. So I'm going to take a bookmark and now I'm going to mark where I last reviewed my notes. And then over the course of the next week, now as I'm flipping pages, I'm just moving my bookmark to where I currently am. And so at the end of that week, I go back to bookmark 1 and I process my notes all the way up to bookmark number 2. Now, sometimes I do save my notebooks, but I'll usually only save them for about a year. Because again, I am taking the information that's relevant out of my notes and I am putting them into the place that I store that kind of specific information. Because I got really, really tired years ago going, oh, where did I put those notes? And I'd be flipping back through pages, or, oh, wait, did I put that over in this book? Oh, did I put that over on these post-it notes? Instead, I've got this one small notebook where everything goes. Now, if you have a job with an office and then you do stuff from home, you might have a notebook at work and a notebook at home. And that would make a lot of sense. But you notice what I'm not doing is trying to find one book to do my journaling, my creative, my very private thinking time, and run my calendar, and run my business, and run my backlog, and have all my notes in place. It is too cumbersome, not to mention, how could it do all three of those or more really, really well? I recently had someone reach out to me asking specifics about the planner that I sell, the top planner. And they said, oh, well, I'm really looking for a planner that basically serves as a CRM, a customer relationship management tool, namely where they want to be able to have a running list of names, hundreds of names, and then have a place to say every day, who do they need to be following up with and capturing notes about that. That's not a planner. That is a CRM tool. And so it is very easy for me to say, no, my planner doesn't do that because my planner is a planner. What you need is you need to find a system that's specifically built for exactly what you need. So I would encourage you today to take a few minutes and really assess, what are the things that you need to make your life, your business, your household, your job, your whatever, run smoother? Everybody should need some form of a planner so that you know where you need to be and what you need to be doing at what time. Do you need tools for your business? Are you someone like me who takes a lot of notes because you're doing a lot of either training, personal development, or whatnot? Do you need a place to store those notes? Are you interested in starting some journaling or writing work? Maybe you need a notebook for that. And recognize that every piece and part of your life actually deserves to have the right tool set built specifically to support you on that. So this is why, at a bare minimum, I'd love to see everybody have a planner and a notebook. And those two things are separate. Then the third thing that you can add in, if you're interested in journaling, is journaling. And then if you are running a business of any kind, ask yourself, what tools do you need to run your business? And then go seek out a tool specifically for that, instead of trying to take a tool like a planner or a calendar that is built to just manage that. And then you're trying to shove something into it that does not fit well. It is okay to actually say there isn't one silver bullet to manage all those things in your life. And when you can really get clear about the problem that you're trying to solve, for me, I have three very specific, well, they're not problems, but three things I need to solve. One is I need to know where I need to be, when I need to be there, right? I need a calendar. I need to know what I need to be doing, and I need to be able to stay focused on those. That's my planner. Secondly, I need a place to capture all my notes from the calls and trainings and books and all of that. That's my notebook. Then third, I need a place to step away, have that quiet time, get connected with my brain, what's going on in there, and do that journaling work. That's a journal. And so you may need all three of those. You may only need one or two, but then you may need something else. I have multiple pieces of software for various parts of my business because each one of them does one thing really, really well. And that is okay. So I would love to hear what your takeaway is going to be from this. Have you been struggling to find the right planner? If you have, I encourage you to really sit down and say, what is it that you're looking for? What problem are you trying to solve? And it may be that it's not that you haven't found the right planner. It may be that you're trying to solve your problem the wrong way, that the planner is not the answer, that there is another tool or a different system out there to help you, and your planner is actually doing what it was designed to do really, really well, which is to help you manage your time. So I'd love to hear what tools you're using. Go forth, have a great week. And if you've got questions on this kind of notebooking process that I talked about, please let me know, because it's something that I really love to share with others, because it has really helped me stay very organized with all of the million different thoughts, ideas, notes, things I want to go put into action. It's helped me stay super organized and on top of, you know, not forgetting all those things as well. Have a great week, friends.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.